I want to say good morning to my church family and visitors and my brothers and sisters in the ministry. And our very own Pastor John Brown, that he allows us to stand here and as God uses us to give you all a word. It's not easy, but we do it anyhow because we are obedient to the word of God. Let us pray, and then we will move on into the service. Lord, we just come to you this morning, oh God, giving you all the honor and glory, Lord. Just want to say thank you, God, for another day. Thank you, God, for us finding it not robbery to be here to serve you, Lord. Lord, we just ask that as we go through this service, Lord, we just ask that you send in your Holy Spirit. Allow it to just come and sit here and saturate with us, Lord. As we have a word from you, Lord, let every ear hear, oh God, open minds. Hide me now behind the cross, Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. In the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, church, we are here on the third Sunday of 2014. We can tell God thank you for that, because some people didn't make it. A new year, a new horizon, full of the unknown, full of hope, full of resolutions. Some people might even say that 2014 is their season for grace. Last week, I believe I heard Reverend Rick say something about reaping what we've sown. That's a big statement. The question is, what kind of seed did we use and what did we sow? If you want to turn with me to Matthew chapter 13, we're going to break it down in verses 1 through 9. And then again, I'm going to pick up on 18 through 23. Those that are able to stand, if you could stand with me, please. Matthew 13, 1 through 9, and then drop down to 18 to 23. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake.